PM Sports Page continues. Let's close things out talking with our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Pleased to be joined by Columbus Community Cross Country runner Isaac Acosta. Isaac, thanks for coming on this week. Congratulations on a great Tuesday.
Hey, thanks. I mean, we did work for it. I mean, don't get me wrong. So did the other team, but I guarantee you they didn't train as hard as we did.
And let's get right into it. On Tuesday, you opened up the season, the first meet of the year at the Langwood Invitational hosted by L&M. As you alluded to, the team came out on top. Before we dive into the results and talk about the team, Isaac, what was your thoughts heading into meet number one? Were you nervous? Were you excited? Where was your head at coming into the opening night?
Man, who isn't nervous the first meet? Like, we wanted to win. We were nervous. It wasn't just me nervous. I mean, it was the freshmen. The freshmen that were coming up, I mean, they're great. They're great runners. They just never ran a competitive 5K with others. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. We'll get into the team and how you finished a first place, but let's start individual from your standpoint. You placed a runner-up, 18 minutes, 10 seconds of. So why don't you assess your run? How did you like that time, and how did you think you ran on Tuesday?
I mean, I liked the time. I liked it, 18:10. I mean, it was nice. I do wish I would have ran a little harder and faster, but I did the best I could at what I could.
Mm-hmm. What did you think of the course?
I mean, the course is long, but the only thing that I didn't really enjoy was the rough spots of the potholes. I mean, I twisted my ankle a little bit, but other than that, I did pretty fine. I enjoyed the course.
Mm-hmm. What do you do before a race to outline the course and mentally know where, okay, this is where I'm going to push, this is where I'm going to lay off a little bit? What do you do before a race to prepare to how you're going to attack each and every course?
We walk around the course, and I actually pay attention to the course. Yeah. I look at the course. I see where these tough spots may be or may not be. I see where the spots where I may be able to surpass people or stay in front of people. I see open pockets, things like that. I look for those things, and I try to put in my head that, okay, this is going to be difficult for them, but for them, not for me. I will make this easy for me.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to the team. As I mentioned, place first, really first significantly, won by 12 points over the second place team. So how about all your other runners on the team? How do you think they did and how you're able to come out on top?
Jeez, I want to give a personal shout out to Mason Hills. I mean, this dude ran 18 minutes and 32 seconds. I mean, that was supposed to be my goal. But he had something in him that was roaring and wanted to win. So I got to give props to him for his determination for wanting the team to win.
Mm-hmm. And I know you had some guys with their first varsity experience with their first meet last night. So how do you think they did?
They did pretty well, actually. A lot of our varsity runners ran as packs together to push each other to keep going and get faster and faster, which is, I'm really glad about the team. I'm really glad that they were able to push each other and make each other go faster and faster.
Mm-hmm. I know when I've talked to Coach Riley a couple times this year, he has high hopes for this boys squad in 2020. What do you think are a few goals for this team moving forward?
Go to state. That's our main goal right there, to win every meet that we can and to go to state.
I think I know the answer to this question as well, but how about you as an individual?
Obviously go to state, man. Goal is to be the best that I can be at what I can do.
All right, right on. What type of leadership role have you taken on this year for your team? You've been around, you know, at varsity a couple years now. So in your junior campaign, how have you been a leader for the Wildcats?
Well, I mean, I'm not exactly the captain of the team, but I do lead the pack as a runner. I mean, I try my best to put them in the running mood. You know, some of those days where you just don't even want to run, you don't want to practice, you know, it's early in the morning or it's right after school, like you're tired, you want to go home. I have to really kick it into gear so they can see that, so he wants to do this. Let's join him.
Well, let's assess the off season. Obviously, it was a really weird last several months with the pandemic, everything going on. It might have been a different off season that you're used to, but what were you able to accomplish running wise the last several months to prepare for the season?
That was very difficult for me, to be honest, because me and my family are very ill. So what I had to do was I had to be separated from everyone pretty dramatically. I mean, I couldn't see my good buddies. I couldn't see my teammates. I couldn't see really anyone. I had to do this on my own. I had to run on my own. And if you know, as a runner, running alone is one of the hardest things to do when pushing yourself to be the best you can.
Mm-hmm. And did you think you were able to do that on your own, push yourself really well throughout the summer?
I really hope I tried. Mm-hmm. But I think I really did try, because I had a lot of things in my mind and I had a lot of goals that I wanted to achieve, and there was things that I wanted to do, not only just for myself, but for the team. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Fun question here for you, Isaac. Do you have a favorite course and why?
Oh, favorite course?
Yep.
All right, let me think of the shortest course I know. Winfield. I love that course. And why? Is because it is shorter and there's only one, maybe two hills.
Short and not hilly. I like that answer. That's a smart man right there.
Yeah.
Last question before I let you go here, Isaac. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
Oh, well, one thing I never do is I never let my heart rate stop or slow down, because if I do that, I will not be pumped and I will not be like encouraged to run. I'll always be moving. I'll always be stretching or strides or anything, but not standing still. That'll make me more nervous and run worse. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, Isaac, congratulations on a great start to your junior season. Best of luck to you and the team moving forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Isaac Acosta of the Columbus Community Cross Country Team. The junior placed second at Tuesday's opening meet at the Langwood Invitational. We'll step aside, close things out on today's PM Sports page after this on AIM.FM KCII.